Battle of Queenston Heights. Following the loss of Dearborn, the Americans decided to invade at a place called Queenston Heights in Upper Canada. To his credit, General Brock anticipated the American attack. He, like the American military planners, understood that whoever held the Heights would probably end up controlling all of Upper Canada. Consequently, when the invasion began, Brock was stationed at nearby Fort Grey. The battle began on October 13, 1812, with American cannons raining fire down upon Fort Grey from their side of the Niagara River. So much for subtlety. The cannon fire woke General Brock from his sleep. He mounted his horse Alfred and rode towards the direction of the noise. When he arrived at the Niagara River, he saw dozens of boats full of American soldiers crossing the Niagara River to the Canadian side. The invasion was underway. Ironically, Brock was encouraged by what he saw. The Americans did not have boats large enough to properly transport men, cannon, and supplies across the river. Moreover, the river's strong current made it difficult for the enemy to cross. Over the course of 2 hours, the Americans did manage to get ashore 1,200 men, but they were tired once they got across the other side. Now, in addition, the invaders successfully captured and held the high ground at Queenston, and for a time it appeared as though the battle was going to be won by the Americans. That is, until a combined British native force counterattacked. They forced the American invaders against the edge of a cliff. Brock could smell victory and decided to personally lead the final charge against the American position. Before the general mounted his charge, though, he was shot dead by a sniper. With the death of their brilliant but not bulletproof general, the British and their allies fell into confusion. Luckily for Canada, their native allies had lost none of their resolve. Led by John Brant, a force of 300 Mohawk warriors launched repeated charges against the Americans. The Americans, of course, had nowhere to go because there was a cliff behind them, and many of them decided to jump off these cliffs to avoid being caught by the natives and had something unthinkable done to them. On the American side of the river, the American commander tried to persuade his remaining men to cross and help their countrymen. Not a man would budge. He was helpless as his men on the heights were butchered without mercy by the Anglo-Native force. The Americans at Queenston tried repeatedly to surrender. The natives ignored the attempts. I think they were having far too much fun exacting revenge on the people responsible for destroying their ancestral homeland. Eventually, the British finally got a handle on the situation, and the Americans were at last allowed to surrender. The Canadian victory was a hollow one in that, although they had defeated the Americans, they had lost their leader. The Americans wreaked a little bit of revenge a month later when they sacked York. But this is Canadian history, and I don't want to dwell on American victories.